I truly believe I found a home, because a home is not just a physical location. It's the memories, the experiences, and every person that come through that door, I treat them just like family, right? My name is Sonya Millard. I'm the Cultural Center Coordinator at the Harry T. and Harry V. Moore Memorial Park and Museum. It's the cultural center and the epic center of the civil rights movement. We teach people about the legacy of the Moores. Harry T. Moore was truly a man before his time. He knew he had a target on his back. And he went every day with the courage, knowing at any moment his life could have been just snuffed out, right? Which it was eventually on December 25th, 1951. However, he made every day matter. I almost feel like their spirits are here. I really feel like for everything that took place is sacred ground, right? I believe there's so many voices crying from those graves and from the ground and from the unspoken words that were never said. I have to make them proud. And I get emotional, but I want them to really understand that that baton was passed and somebody's running the race. I'm a 3-time cancer survivor. What I found when you get a diagnosis, I call it the big C, it changes you from the inside out, right? It makes you realize the sun is really yellow and the birds really do chirp, right? You look at the things that you normally would have taken for granted, that it becomes that much more real. And then you realize the world is much bigger than you. So it's not even about the big C anymore. It's about what legacy you're going to leave behind. Who are you going to help? And it changed my life, especially as someone who grew up in New York City and made the move to Florida. It's an interesting change, a cultural change, and it's given me a new perspective on what home truly means. In 1999, my husband and I and my children packed up. We sold our house and we moved to Florida to take care of his grandmother, who was 95 at the time. And I wanted to show my children that's what you do for family, right? When I first came to Florida, it was 50 years behind time. I was in a culture shock and I used to cry. I wanted to go back. And then when I found this place, it made me feel like my sense of purpose is still people on this very street with different values, but we still meet in a common place. And I believe our doors are always open because we have nothing to hide. It's so important that people understand that it's just so much bigger than me or anyone else. It's the legacy of the Moors, and it would never, ever die.